Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for your sisters listening today that this just helps her have a lot of clarity and understanding so she knows what it is that you want her to do and that it dispels just confusion from her walk with you. Ask all these prayers you Father send Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos talking about times of judgment and how bad things can get, okay, very dangerous. And just talking about the importance of letting the Holy Spirit govern every step that you take, okay? And how you need to have that ear to hear and just develop the ability to really hear the Holy Spirit with clarity, okay, and discern better. And how he's talking to people a lot in their dreams and just understanding different biblical dream imagery, okay. Talking about checks, if you are having a dream where you're trying to cash a check or you're taking a check to a bank and you're having a lot of resistance, where they're checking your ID, scrutinizing the signature, okay, maybe checking it for fraud or something like that, at the bank teller and stuff like that. You just want this check cashed, you're trying to get it, and they're just checking you really hardcore. This is just from what I've seen, the Holy Spirit telling you that you need to produce that fruit of the Spirit, okay? That the check, it's just the kingdom of God is very legalistic. Our salvation, it both is and isn't legalistic. It's not according to the law because we're saved by grace, but grace is legalistic. It's real, okay? Because there's people who say that they, believe in God's grace with their heart. It can be legally proven that it's not. Their faith is in other stuff themselves, and so they're not clothed in the garment, and they're going to be cast out like the man at the wedding party, okay, who didn't have the garment. So it's not legalistic in terms of salvation, but it's legalistic in terms that you need to really believe in God's grace. It's a very real thing. And then his grace like justifies you according to the law, okay, because of the offering of Christ. So it's you're not we're not saved by grace through work. I'm sorry, saved legalistically through works, okay, and by the according to the law, but God does it according to the law. It's still legalistic. You just don't know it, and you just are carried about by his grace through faith, and he justifies it for you, okay? That's why Jesus says that he did not come to abolish the law but fulfill the law, okay? This is Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. It says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law to all be fulfilled." Okay? That's why, for example, Christians, when they sin and they just try and cover it up and do something nice to make it feel better, Holy Spirit say, "Don't do that." Okay, don't do that. It's legalistic. You do that, you're found guilty according to the law. Okay, put your faith in the blood. Okay, because that's it's the law. It will be cleansed and it's real. Okay, and the Holy Spirit will also too convict you and then lead you to do something according to the Spirit. Okay, that's not fake. You trying to fix it yourself and make it look better. No, it's according to the Spirit where you're gonna pay some sort of recompense. Okay, and if you look according to the law, that's how it works. It's like you say you're sorry, and then oftentimes you have to go and do something. Okay, not to cover your sin, but the Lord loves even scales. Okay, so you need to like either repay somebody or do something, but it's gonna be according to the Holy Spirit. He's gonna tell you what to do because the Holy Spirit fulfills the law, just like he says. Okay, Christ fulfills it, but he fulfills it for you. Okay. You don't do it. Okay. So the kingdom of God is very legalistic. So if you're going and you're trying to cash a check and they're giving you, a hard time, okay, that's a warning from the Holy Spirit. You've got this promise and I'm trying to provide it for you, but you're not producing the fruit that is needed. Okay. And it can be different. The signature, if they're scrutinizing that can mean that, whatever fruit you're producing, okay, is not identifying you as a true Christian. It's not of the Holy Ghost. Okay, you need to give some real fruit, some real faith. Okay, you need to do what the Holy Spirit is commanding you to do so you can obtain this promise. Each situation's different. Okay, But when you see yourself trying to get something cash like that, that's a warning that here you've got this promise, okay? But you need to produce that fruit of Christ, okay? That's what's going to identify you as a Christian and have this granted onto you, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Well, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and just really growing close to you and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing and understanding that it's only your Holy Spirit that's going to teach her these things and help guide her every day, and that she needs to really seek after Him, that He's more important than anything here on this earth, and she really focuses on heavenly things. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, Amen.